The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Alexa, did you know that you can now play podcasts from Apple and Spotify on Amazon Alexa-powered speakers?
I don't know that.
It's true. Apple emailed all podcasters on Friday. Spotify followed with a blog post announcing their integration shortly after. Now, both Spotify podcasts and Apple podcasts on Alexa are only available in the US. It doesn't work in the other 179 countries in the world, so caution when advertising the service on your podcast, because everyone else will just get an error.
You don't have any notifications.
It's true. Libsyn has updated their platform, adding the ability for you to add PodTrack, Chartable and Blueberry URL prepends, what the rest of the world calls prefixes, and also author data per episode. Transistor has published Google Play and Google Podcasts. What's the difference? Noting that after 18 months, a Google search for how do I submit my podcast to Google Podcasts returns instructions for Google Play Music Podcasts, which is a different and competing service that the company is still running. They describe it as frustrating. Taking stuff off a cassette for a podcast, you might like DDI Codec, a $15 app for software emulation of Dolby B or Dolby C noise reduction. The UK's Daily Telegraph publishes The Decade in Radio, how podcasts took over the airwaves. And what is a podcast not? It's not live. That doesn't stop some people lazily describing an abhorrent thing from hackers of Ring cameras on a Discord server as a podcast. It's not on any podcast apps that we could find, which is probably good news. In Advice Today, how to create, promote and grow your podcast from Shane Chagan promises a 7-step guide, and Resonate Recordings look at what makes compelling podcast cover art. And in Podcasts Today, Podcasting Step by Step has an interview with Libsyn's Rob Walsh about the truth about new and noteworthy. You'll find a link in our show notes and our newsletter, and plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.